Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is ready to open the doors of their Horizon Healthcare Sisney Medical Clinic. They're going to do that on Monday, March 19th. This new primary care office is located on the Sisney Square at 413 Park Street. An open house has been scheduled for Tuesday, April 17th from noon to 4 p.m. They'll also be holding additional special events for the Sisney community, including a reduced-cost lab testing and 3D mobile mammography day on Saturday, April 21st. If you are interested, go directly to Horizon Healthcare Sisney Medical Clinic for these reduced-cost lab tests. Patients should not have food or drink after midnight, and payment is due at the time of service. Results of the test will be mailed directly to the patient's home. The 3D mobile mammography unit will be at Horizon Healthcare Sisney on Saturday, April 21st, with appointments beginning at 8 a.m. Walk-ins, though, are welcome. The digital mammography truck will be set up on the square in Sisney. No doctor's orders are needed if you're over the age of 40. It must be at least 1 year since your last mammogram, and patients will need to bring their insurance card, photo ID, and doctor's contact information. To schedule a 3D mammogram in Sisney, call the hospital at 847-8249. More news after this.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement investments, wealth management, and health savings accounts. What more could you need? Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Congratulations go out to the Sisney FFA chapter on a successful night at District 5 FFA Proficiency Judging in Mount Vernon. Fairfield had four first-place winners advancing to state competition at the University of Illinois. Winners include Skylar Gray in beef production, Tristan Bettis in small animal production, Cassandra Zerlini in safety, and Samantha Estes in ag sales. Second-place winners were Katie McClary in diversified horticulture, Addison Seifert in ag processing, and Abby Lewis in natural resources. Also in District 5 Ag Science Fair, Macy Clark was named the top plant science project and top five overall projects. 13 Sisney FFA members submitted their agriculture experiences, more commonly known as record books, during that District 5 event in Mount Vernon. First place winners include George Riley Gill in Ag Mechanics Repair and Maintenance, Sarah Tim in AgriScience Research Animal Systems, Carly Dagg, AgriScience Research Plant Systems, Gideon Walker, Poultry Production, and Jonathan Tim, Swine Production Entrepreneurship. Second place contestants, Matthew Billington in Ag Mechanics Repair and Maintenance, and Alex Nykirk, Goat Production. Third place contestant, Jenna Atterbury in AgriScience Research Integrated System. Chapter participants included Joy Allison, Aaron Hosselton, Jesse Hosselton, Caleb Smith, and Kaylee Weber. First place winners advanced to the state competition March 24th at the U of I. And District 5 AgriScience Fair, the overall results include Bailey Lewis 6th, Jenna Atterbury 8th, Melanie Jordan 9th, Hannah Callahan 10th, and Lexi Locke 11th. Fairfield Memorial Hospital would like to make patients who have a Medicare card aware of upcoming changes from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The agency will begin issuing new Medicare cards and new Medicare numbers in order to remove Social Security numbers from all Medicare cards by April of next year. A new unique Medicare number will replace the current health insurance claim number on the new Medicare cards. These steps are being taken to protect people with Medicare from fraudulent use of their Social Security numbers, which can lead to identity theft and illegal use of Medicare benefits. The government agency will be mailing the new cards to people with Medicare starting next month and will meet the statutory deadline for replacing all Medicare cards by April of next year. For those patients who are new to the Medicare program starting April of this year, they'll only have a card with the new Medicare number. Each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified exceptional patient care and customer service. For the month of March, Kayla Warren, who works in the Human Resource Department, was named Employee of the Month. Kayla has been with Fairfield Memorial Hospital for the past year. Her organizational skills have been important in ensuring the smooth operation of the Human Resource Department. But again, Kayla Warren Employee of the Month at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. More news after this.
This is Jeff Zerlini, and I am a Fairfield Memorial Hospital physical therapy patient. I have been working with a therapist and have gained momentum in overcoming osteoarthritis in my knees. During my physical therapy session at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I improved the quality of movement in my knees, strengthened my muscles, as well as lost weight, which is something I had not done in many years. The therapists at Fairfield Memorial Hospital must be part practitioners and part cheerleaders, as they perform both jobs very well. While spending time under their care, I witnessed firsthand hearts of pure gold in action, and they shine brightly as they delivered excellent care to patients they obviously have great compassion for. The therapist never allowed me to give up and safely pushed me to reach the goals that I needed to accomplish. I believe this team has extraordinary talent, and I greatly appreciate them using their expertise to help me overcome my limitations.
Sentencing is set today for a rural Fairfield man found guilty of sexually assaulting a female family member under the age of 13. 48-year-old Raymond M. Morris was found guilty of multiple Class X felony charges of predatory criminal sexual assault following a jury trial in Wayne County Circuit Court last January. At sentencing, Morris faces between 6 and 30 years behind bars on each of the Class X felony convictions. By law, each Class X felony sentence will have to be served consecutively, one after the other. The case against Morris dates back to 2012 and follows an investigation carried out by the Illinois State Police, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, and officials with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. The victim in the case, now 18, did take the witness stand and testified against Morris during that January jury trial. Sentencing set to begin at 10 o'clock this morning in Wayne County Circuit Court. Judge Barry L. Vaughn of Hamilton County will be presiding. Interstate 57 will be three lanes each direction in the Marion area after improvements are completed under a $7.6 million federal grant. The Illinois Department of Transportation and U.S. Representative Mike Bost announced the grant award yesterday that is designed to add lanes and help ease the flow of traffic in often congested five-mile stretch of Interstate 57 from Johnston City to Pond Creek. Construction is set to begin in the spring of next year. State Representative David Rice has announced that he's received the endorsement of the Wayne County Republican Central Committee in the race for the 109th District State Representative. Rice says he's honored by the endorsement. Wayne County Republican Chair Ron Woodrow says the committee's decision to endorse Rice was influenced by the fact that the Wayne County Republicans have been pleased with David Rice's performance as their state representative. David Rice is a farmer businessman who lives in Jasper County on their family's fifth-generation farm. He's being challenged in the March 20th Republican primary election by Darren Bailey, a farmer from Xenia. Bailey is owner of Bailey Family Farms. The Jeff Fire Department's annual barbecue chicken dinner is this Sunday, March 11th. Serving time starts at 11 a.m. The menu includes barbecue chicken, baked potato, green beans, corn, slaw, rolls, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are available. Prices by donation, with all proceeds to be used to buy new firefighting equipment. The meal will be served at the Jeff Firehouse. Fairfield Rural Fire Department's annual fish fry has been set for Friday, March 16th. Lunch will be served 11 to 1, supper 4 to 7. The menu includes all-you-can-eat catfish, hush puppies, tater wedges, coleslaw, and a drink. The price is $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Crude oil prices fell a bit yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1.25 a barrel today. They're paying $53 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 40-year-old Fairfield resident Jody Shea Fly died at 5:24 p.m. Monday at her home. She'd been an over-the-road truck driver. Survivors include her parents, Lieutenant Colonel Clinton and Mandy Liston of Fairfield, a special friend Larry Lindner of Fairfield, a son, Corporal Josiah, and wife Caitlin Carter of Cherry Point, North Carolina, a daughter, Samantha Fly of Fairfield, two brothers, Coulter and wife Lois Liston of Fairfield, and Brent Liston of Estill Springs, Tennessee, two sisters, Sean and husband Chris Wolford of Scottsville, Virginia, and Sherry and husband Shane Langford of Winchester, Tennessee. A memorial service for Jody Fly will be 2 p.m. Saturday at the Wayne City Christian Church. Visitation will be 1 o'clock Saturday till the time of service at the Wayne City Christian Church. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Earl Germany, 81, of Carmi, died Sunday, March 4th at his home. He was a retired truck driver. Survivors include daughters Melinda Barron and Kay Harrington, a son, Jamie Germany, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. No local services will be held. A private family burial will take place at a later date. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carma is in charge of all the arrangements. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Marion R. Brown died Tuesday at Burge House Assisted Living Center in Flora. A U.S. Army veteran, he had been owner of Brown Electric for over 45 years, was past American Legion commander, and was a member of the VFW, Shriners, and Fairfield Masonic Lodge. Survivors include a son, Del Rey Brown of Clearwater, Florida, a son-in-law, Daryl Thomason of Fairfield, two daughters, Tessa Brown and companion Brian Dow of Flora, and Debbie and husband David Cox of Newton. Two stepdaughters, Brandy Beeson of Fairfield and Sarah Robbins of Fairfield, a sister, Alice May Straub of Fairfield, four grandchildren, Carissa Cox, Lacey Thomason, Ashley Wilkins, and Gabrielle Anderson, seven step-grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Marion R. Brown will be 10:30 Saturday morning at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery with full military honors provided by the Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and the VFW Post 4535. Visitation for Marion Brown will be tonight, 4 till 7, at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the American Legion or VFW, and those will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Steve Edward Gunn, 61, of Kingston, North Carolina, formerly of Grayville, died January 24th. Graveside services with full military honors for Steve Edward Gunn will be 1 o'clock this Sunday at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Now, there will be no visitation. Those attending the graveside service are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Then immediately following the graveside service, there will be a celebration of Steve's life at the VFW building in Grayville. Memorial donations may be made to the Alzheimer's Association, and those will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel of Grayville, which is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Does Illinois have no-fault divorce? Here is a point of law from the Illinois State Bar Association. Before a judge will grant a divorce, a spouse or both spouses must prove grounds. One commonly used is irreconcilable differences. In such a case, the spouses are required to prove to the judge's satisfaction that there is a breakdown in the marriage, that they have been living separately for 2 years, and that all efforts to reconcile have failed. A judge can limit the period of separation to 6 months in certain cases. Although many people ask for a no-fault divorce, the term in Illinois applies only to the way money and property is divided or awarded. That means even if one spouse actually did something that caused the divorce, his or her financial responsibilities will not be increased. Point of Law is a public affairs presentation of the Illinois State Bar Association and this station.
Time for a check of sports on this Friday. Clinton Richardson of NCOE has advanced to the finals in the Class 1A Country Financial Three-Point Showdown. Richardson made 10 of 15 to move into today's finals. As for the other area shooters in Class 1A, Jordan Hosick of Sisney made 6, Seth Nix of Odin made 5, and Blake McKay of Woodlawn made 9. None of the area shooters in Class 2A made the finals. Brayton Peterson of Mount Carmel made 9, Cale Powell of Lawrenceville and Chase Selby of Johnston City 7 each, and Carson Butts of Harrisburg 5. Major League Baseball action from yesterday, Cardinals over Miami 5-4, Kansas City over the White Sox 12-0, and the White Sox beat Texas 5-4 in a pair of split squad games. The Cubs over San Diego 10-4. NHL action, Carolina over the Blackhawks 3-2, San Jose over the Blues 2-0. New feasibility study shows growing enthusiasm for a Division I hockey team at the U of I. The study released Thursday found that NCAA men's hockey would flourish at Illinois and recommends building a new arena in downtown Champaign for hockey, volleyball, gymnastics, and wrestling. The athletics department said in a news release accompanying the study that it's not yet prepared to make a decision about adding hockey as a varsity sport. The school says it would happen only if it could fund the program and receive needed support from campus and community. On the schedule today, 12 noon, Frontier takes on Alney Central College in baseball. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM and online at network1sports.com beginning just before noon. High school boys basketball, Class 1A semifinals in Peoria. 11:15, Sterling Newman takes on Anawan. And at 1 p.m., Gorville plays Oakerville. Class 2A semifinals, 5:30, Pinckneyville plays Winnebago. And at 7:15, Chicago Orr takes on Bloomington Central Catholic. Major League Baseball today, Cardinals take on Houston, Cubs versus the Angels. And the White Sox take on San Diego. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Detroit, and the Pacers are at home against Atlanta. That's a check of news and sports. Forecast calling for cloudy skies today with a high 45, 50% chance for rain tonight, low 32. Partly cloudy, 55 tomorrow. For Sunday, scattered showers, high 45. Partly cloudy, 48 on Monday. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high 45.